Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, my people. Good afternoon. I am here with you again today. I'm not going to be very long today on this audio today. I'm just here to clarify some things that I was teaching you yesterday. The title of the audio that I was teaching you yesterday was Confirmation, Prophecy, Fulfill, Update, Report, News. He spoke it to me. That's the one I did yesterday. And that was just a confirmation broadcast to a broadcast that I did about 3 weeks ago. And the title of the broadcast that I did 3 weeks ago was, let me get the name of that one for you. God of Israel, 613 laws established in complete final episode number 33. I just believe in doing things the right way, people. I believe I'm like the kind of person is, if it's not done the right way, I don't feel comfortable about it. I don't feel good about it, and I don't feel complete about it. So I had to come back today and to just confirm and go back over everything that I was teaching you yesterday just to make sure that it is right and it is complete and it's the way the God of Israel wanted me to bring it out. Obviously, it's not all the way he wanted me to bring it out. That's why I'm here today. So yesterday was an audio about, it was a confirmation audio that a broadcast that I made 3 weeks ago. And the broadcast that I made 3 weeks ago, it ended in number 33. So you need to go back over this broadcast here and the one I made yesterday to really understand what I'm saying, and then the one I made 3 weeks ago. But I'm just here to clarify. You can go over the audios and catch up at your own speed. So he spoke to me in threes. What exactly am I here for today? What exactly am I here to say to you today? I'm here to let you know that the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is speaking to me, his prophet. This is prophetic power of truth, divine platform. And my name is Elisheba, and I am the prophet of the God of Israel, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Ahaya is his name. So I was here yesterday, and I was confirming some things that I spoke to you about 3 weeks ago that was going to happen. So why am I here today? I'm here today because, again, I need to complete this and make sure it is the right way. So, it can be presented the way that it needs to be presented. So you will understand exactly what I am saying about 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 7, 3, 7, 3. I went over the threes yesterday on the tape. You can listen to that. But I'm here to just give you more understanding today about how the God of Israel ended. The God of Israel ended the tape or the audio that I made 3 weeks ago teaching you about the final episode of the 613 laws. That's the name of it. Audio number 33. That's what the audio ended with 3 weeks ago. So you have 33. And then you have 3 weeks ago is when I made that audio about the 613 laws. So that's three threes right there. That's three threes right there. Three is a powerful number. If you go through the Bible, you will see that the God of Israel did a lot of things in threes. Matter of fact, I'm going to go to one scripture today just to clarify to you how powerful number three is. And I'm going to give you that scripture at the end of this audio. So that's two threes. I ended the audio with number 33 3 weeks ago. That's three threes. Then I came on yesterday to confirm some things that I prophesied about 3 weeks ago. Yesterday was a confirming broadcast about something that the God of Israel spoke to me 3 weeks ago that was going to happen in this earth. So yesterday I was talking to you about Marcus Lamb, the death of Marcus Lamb of Daystar Television Network. Because when I did the audio 3 weeks ago that ended with number 33, when I was teaching you about the 613 laws, the final episode ended with 33, the God of Israel told me to say and to tell you that he was coming after all them people against his law. They have taught that the God of Israel law is no good and you don't have to keep it. And you under grace and you under Jesus and you saved and you under the blood of Jesus. He told me 3 weeks ago to let you people know that he was coming after you. All you religious people that have went against the God of Israel, the true and only God in this earth, have taught against what the Bible teach you to do. All you religious people, Christianity, Islam, Buddha, Hebrew Israelites, all of y'all people, there's so many religions. I can't even name all of them. That's how many it is. And you got so many gods for all your religion when it's only one God. So you see how screwed up this world is and screwed up you people are? You twisted, man. You twisted up in all different kind of doctrines and religions and traditions. So I was talking to you 3 weeks ago that the God of Israel was coming at the Christian church. He was coming at everybody that teach against his law. Time for him to deal with you people. They have taught against his law. You don't have to keep it. You don't have to do it. And you under grace. And you already know who that is. That is no other than Christianity. That's the number one religion in the world, with all the rest of them falling behind them with their own doctrine and their own belief and their own God and their own teaching. So I was prophesizing 3 weeks ago. So that's the three and three. 33 ended in audio 3 weeks ago. Three weeks ago. I came on yesterday. Was 3 weeks ago. Talking about Marcus Lamb. He's the founder and he's the chief executive of Daystar Television Network. Okay, God of Israel, if that's what you want me to do, I will do that. I just heard something that I need to do. And I will do that because he told me to. So Marcus Lamb, the chief ring leader of Christianity religion. Daystar Network founder. He died November the 30th, which was on a Tuesday. That's why I'm showing you, I'm coming back to show you how the God of Israel is speaking to me and confirming everything that I have said to you in number threes. So he died on a Tuesday, which is the third day. And then he died November the 30th, which is another three. So right there, there is five threes. And then I came on and I was talking about Joe Osteen. I told you, the God of Israel told me to tell you 3 weeks ago that he's coming after you people. So I was talking about Joe Osteen yesterday, how they found $600,000 behind a church wall in his bathroom. That article was on December the 3rd. There'll go another three. So that would make six threes. And then yesterday, I was talking to you about, they posted an article about over there in Europe and the UK and different places in the world thinking about making a vaccination or the vaccine mandatory. The jab, they called it. Make it mandatory. That article was posted December the 3rd. So people, do you see all these threes? And how I ended the audio about God's law, the God of Israel law, with 33, angel number. You see all of these threes? What do that mean? What do all these threes represent? The God of Israel is speaking to you people through me, his servant, his prophet. That's what it means. It means the angels are confirming the things that I am speaking to you people to be true. These are angel numbers, 33, 3333. Those are God, the God of Israel number. So they just confirmation that what I have been saying to you about his law and about him and what he want you to do and how he want you to do it. Three is just confirming that the angel is in my presence. That's what it's confirming, that the angels are around me and they are near and they are speaking. And the God of Israel is telling them what to speak to me. Or he's speaking it himself to me. It's spiritual. I told you, something is going to hit this earth that never have hit it before in history. And it's already happening, people. It's already happening. Your religion got to go. It got to go. I was listening to Juanita Bynum today. Oh, my God. She needs to sit down. She needs, you know what? She looked like she in a circus. With all that furniture and all that stuff on the stage and carpet with the rug under the pulpit. She looked like she's in a circus, a clown. That's exactly what she looked like. Because she's not teaching the Bible. She's teaching the prosperity doctrine of the Christian church. Just like Marcus Lamb and all the rest of them teach. So 33, I ended the audio 3 weeks ago. And then Marcus Lamb, the God of Israel, had already prophesied 3 weeks ago he was coming for the Christian church and all churches and all religions. So I want you to see all this prophetic information that I've been giving you is of the God of Israel. And if you people don't take heed to what he is using me to say, you will be in a lot of trouble, people, with the God of Israel. You will be in a lot of trouble, like you are already in a lot of trouble. But guess what? It get deeper than that. So I'm not here very long. I do want to look what he just told me to look up before they end this audio. I'm looking up the word Daystar. Daystar. You know what Daystar means, people? Daystar Television Network. Marcus Lamb and his wife was in ministry over 20 years on that platform, teaching that you don't have to keep the law, teaching love Jesus, teaching you on the grace. You don't have to keep the, you know, you're not under the old covenant. You're under the New Testament. Love everybody. So $1,000 seat. Daystar. This is a ministry that was set up against the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrew nation, and his law. Because they teach you under grace. You're not under the law. Daystar means morning star. Who is the morning star? What do that represent? You might think it, you know, it's a good thing that they set up Daystar. And it represents the morning star. The morning star is Satan himself. That's who the morning star is. The luminary, Satan. He was the most brightest star in heaven before he got kicked out. He was the most bright. Yeah, you might say Jesus is the morning star. But Jesus is not real. That's just a made-up figure that go along with the gospel of the Christian church, which means good story. It's just a story. A story, a good story means something that was made up without no history behind it, without no historical information behind it. Do the research. Look up Jesus. Look up, Isus, the original Greek word that represents Jesus. Before they put the J there, it was an I. It means hail to Zeus. That's what it means. Hail, H-A-I-L, means bow to Zeus. Who is Zeus? A Greek god. That's not real. It's a made-up god that represents Satan. Again, Daystar, Marcus Lamb and his wife, platform, mean morning star. Definition mean morning star, and this and definition number two means sun, S-U-N. Sun, S-U-N. So you think the God of Israel, the God that created us and put us in this earth and gave us his law to keep, have anything to do with somebody worshiping the sun or worshiping the morning star? Now let me look up the word morning star. You know what it say, people, for morning star. And I'm only doing this because the God of Israel told me to do it just now. I heard that. Look it up, day star, so the people will know exactly what it's all about. So when I looked up the word, so you think it's talking about Jesus and he the bright and morning star and all of that? Yeah, he is, because he's the sun god. He's the sun god. He is Zeus. He got everything to do with the sun. So when you look up day star, it takes you to the morning star and it takes you to sun, S-U-N. When you look up morning star, it say a bright planet such as Venus seen in the eastern sky before or at sunrise. So morning star, day star, is a bright planet, people, such as Venus. Do you understand, Pete? Do you understand what this platform Daystar is all about? A planet called Venus. Talking about the rising of the sun. Worshiping the sun. Worshiping a planet. Probably running out of time. I don't know. I got 4 minutes left. I think they're going to cut me off too. But just let me look up now here, people. Now I'm going to go back and look up sun. So it's all about Satan. The morning star is Satan. Let's look up sun. Definition of day star. Christian Network, morning star. The next one is sun. Look what it say for sun now. Because day star means morning star and sun. Y'all didn't know Marcus and his wife was into that, huh? You don't know, people, because you people don't educate yourself. You people don't have no knowledge and wisdom. You just believe anything somebody say to you without no research. So sun right here, S-U-N, often capitalized the lunarness, L-U-M-I-N-O-U-S, mean lunary, brightness, celestial body. Celestial body. What celestial? Satan and his angels. That's the celestial body that they are talking about here for sun. Because the God of Israel don't worship, his creation, the sun and the moon and all that. And his angels don't do none of that stuff. They worship the God of Israel. It ain't about the sun. It ain't about the moon. It ain't about none of that. It is about the God of Israel up in his heavenly home. It's a celestial body around which the earth and other planets revolve, from which they receive heat and light. It's a celestial body like the sun, a star, the heat of light radiant of the sun. I can go deeper into looking it up, but I don't have time. I just wanted you to know what day star is all about. All about the morning star, Venus. That's the star they're talking about around the sun, they say. A planet. Where the fallen angels and Satan and all. I'm not going into that, people. I'm about to get cut off. I'm going to find you the scripture. I just wanted to come back and clarify a few things. I want to find the scripture about number three. If they don't cut me off, if they do, then I can't give it to you. I wanted to look in the Bible and show you the significance of three, how important the third day, which is a Tuesday, to the God of Israel. No, Sunday is not the first day of the week. Sunday is not the seventh day of the week. Saturday is the seventh day. So that would make Tuesday the day that the Daystar chief executive died on. Okay, people? So I wanted to pull some scriptures out to show you how important number three is to the God of Israel. And we had seven threes. Seven represent completeness. Complete. Meaning that prophecy that I gave you 3 weeks ago. The God of Israel will complete whatever it is that he want to do and whatever it is that I was saying. Complete. I'm still going, people. So what I'm going to do right now is look up three in the Bible. Seven means spirituality. I have three sevens. I'm sorry. I have threes seven times. That means spirituality. That means the prophecy and the prophetic that I gave you have everything to do with spirituality and the God of Israel. I don't prophesize lies anymore because I'm not a Christian pastor like I used to be. I don't have to do that. And when I was involved in the Christian church, I didn't like doing it. I didn't like getting up there telling people they're going to get a house and they're going to get a car, all that stuff Marcus Lamb and his crew and them do all the time. Oh, my God. I was listening to Juanita Bonin this morning, just listening, just to see what she was saying. She said righteousness falls down on you. That righteousness fall down on you. It's not one scripture in the Bible to back up what that woman said today. All the stuff that she was saying, there's nothing in the Bible to back up her teaching. Righteousness comes from the law. You don't have to fall down on nobody. It comes when you keep the God of Israel law. That's when you're going to become righteous. It ain't going to fall on you. You got to actually keep the law from Genesis to Revelation for you to get righteousness. All she was talking about, what God doing and all, forget all of that stuff, people. And seven also means completeness. Completeness. I completed the 613 laws of God of Israel told me to do. Took me about 3 or 4 months. Law after law after law after law. And it ended in number 33. So let me get this for you. And I'm getting ready to leave. I am getting ready to leave. 1 minute, people. Look at here. It starts from Genesis. It's about 55 Bible verses that talks about the third day. Let me just read a few of them for you, okay? To show you the significance in all these threes. Confirmation prophecy fulfilled, update report news. He spoke it to me in 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3s. Threes. The prophecies that I spoke to you about happened on the third day. Third day. Now, Genesis 1:13. In the evening, in the morning, was the third day. That's something that God created on the third day. Genesis 22:4. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off where he was going to take Isaac, his son, life. I believe that's what that is. I don't have my Bible in front of me. But it happened on the third day that he lifted up his eyes, which you call a Tuesday. But the God of Israel called it the third day. Genesis 31:22. And it was told Laban on the third day that Jacob was fled. Genesis 34:25. And it came to pass on the third day when they were sore that two of the sons of Jacob, Simeon and Levi and Danas, brother, took each man his sword and came upon the city boldly and slew all the males. That happened on the third day. Genesis 40:20. And it came to pass the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday. I don't want to deal with Pharaoh. Genesis 42:18. And Joseph said unto them, the third day, this do and live, for I fear God. Exodus 19:1. And the third month, when the children of Israel was gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai. The third month. When they left Egypt. The Bible speaks of that. Third month, third day, threes. Exodus 19:11. And be ready against the third day. Third day, Ahio will come down in the sight of all the people on Mount Sinai. So when the children of Israel got in the wilderness, it was the third day that he told Moses, which is a Tuesday. To you, have the children of Israel ready. Sanctify themselves. Wash their clothes. Get ready because I'm coming down on the third day. That's deep. That's deep, people. He coming down on the third day to speak to the children of Israel. I don't know for real what day the Son of God gonna come back to this earth. It could be on the third day, because that's how sacred this day is to the God of Israel. I'm not saying for sure, but it's just something that I'm putting in with what I'm saying right now. It could be the third day that he cracked the sky and come back. I'm not prophesizing that or none of that. That's the way I'm thinking. I don't know when he's coming back. No man know that. Exodus 19:15, only the Father know that. And he said unto the people, be ready against the third day. Come not at your wives. So he said, no, tell them, Moses, they cannot have no sex with their wife, because I'm coming down on the third day. The God of Israel came from his throne to Mount Sinai on the third day to speak to the children of Israel. Exodus 19:16. Let me see if I'm still going. I don't know. Yeah. It came to pass on the third day in the morning that there was thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceedingly loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. Now, it says over there in Thessalonians in the New Testament that when the Son of God come back, you're going to hear the trumpet. You're going to hear the trumpet. You're going to hear a loud noise. The trumpet will be blown. It happened the third day right here in Exodus 19:16. I'm not saying for sure. I'm not saying for sure, people. I'm going to leave that right there. Leviticus 7:17. But the remainder of the flesh of the sacrifice on the third day shall be burnt with fire. So he told the priest, on the third day, what's left of the sacrifice from my goat, sheep, lambs, I need you to burn it with fire on the third day. Y'all see three now? You see how the God of Israel, Ahiah, deal with the number three? He came down. The priest had to burn the sacrifice on the third day. He blew the trumpet on the third day before the children of Israel. He went down to speak to them. He told them to be ready on the third day. Number three, Leviticus 7:18. And if any of the flesh of the sacrifice or the peace offering be eaten at all on the third day, it shall not be accepted. Neither shall it be imputed unto him that offer it. It shall be an abomination, and the soul that eat of it shall bear his iniquity. That's how important it is to the God of Israel, the third day. Yes. Leviticus 19:6. It shall be eaten the same day ye offer it on the morrow, and if aught remain until the third day, it shall be burned with fire. Leviticus 19:7. And if it be eaten at all on the third day, it is abominable. It shall not be accepted. Numbers 7:24. On the third day, Eliab, the son of Elon, prince of the children of Zebulun, did offer. The third day. Zebulun is one of the sons of Jacob. He had 12 sons. Zebulun is just one. The Panamanians in the earth today. over there in Panama, Guatemalans, all them, that's Zebulon. Yes, they are ancient people. They are ancient people. Y'all call them Indians. They ancient people. They are the sons and the daughters of Jacob, my father. Numbers 19:12. He shall purify himself with it on the third day, and on the seventh day he shall be clean. It shall be purified, not himself. The third day, then the seventh day, it shall not be clean. So 3 and 7. We have 7 threes today for the audio today on the platform. We have 7 threes. 7 and 3. You see it right here in Numbers 19:12. Third day and the seventh day. Very, very sacred day to the God of Israel. Very. Seventh is the Sabbath day. Numbers 19:19. And the clean person shall sprinkle upon the clean on the third day. And on the seventh day, he shall purify himself. So 7 have everything to do with being clean, cleansing, purify. We have 7 threes. It's time to purify ourselves on the third day, people. Get ready for the third day. I don't know what's going to happen the third day, but I can just hear and feel it's something about the third day. Numbers 19:20. And on the third day, 11 bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs of the first year without blemish. The God of Israel wanted the sacrifice third day. Wow. How deep is this? And I'm going to get ready to leave. They still have me going. I'm just reading over you, people. Reading over this to help you, give you more understanding about 3 and 7. And the clean person shall sprinkle, Numbers 19:19. Upon the unclean, see that? On the third day. And on the seventh day, he shall be purified himself and wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be clean at evening. Numbers 29:20. And on the third day, 11 bullocks. Numbers 31:19. And do you abide without the camp 7 days? Whosoever have killed any person and whosoever have touched any slain, purify both yourself and your captives on the third day and on the seventh day. So 3 and 7 have everything to do with being clean, purifying yourself. If you are unclean, you become pure in 7 days. The third day. And the children of Israel journeyed and came unto their cities on the third day. Look at that, people. Look at that. When they was in the wilderness, in the book of Joshua 9:17, they began to journey on the third day. My God. Woo! Yes, Father. Thank you. Thank you, God of Israel. Thank you. They began a journey on the third day. Now their cities was Gibeon, Jephrah, and Boroth, and Kirjath-Jearim. Judges 20, verse 30. And the children of Israel went up against the children of Benjamin on the third day and put themselves in array against Gibeah as other times. 1 Samuel 20:5. And David said unto Jonathan, behold, tomorrow is the new moon, and I shall not fail to sit with the king at meat. But let me go that I may bide, that I may hide myself in the field unto the third day at evening. See that, people? Number seven. And Jonathan said, 1 Samuel 20:12, unto David, O Ahiah, God of Israel, when I have sounded my father about morrow, any time of the third day, and behold, if there be good towards David, then I went and then sent not unto thee and slew it thee. Third day, they did a lot of, the children of Israel did everything, I believe. I have to keep doing research on the third day and the seventh day. They did a lot of stuff on the third day and the seventh day. Also, the God of Israel, he operate on the third day. The third day. Let me keep going, people. Still got a lot of third days here. 1 Samuel 30:1. And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the Soph and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire. 2 Samuel 1:2. And it came to pass on the third day that, behold, a man came out of the camp from Saul with his clothes rent and earth upon his head. And it was said when he came to David that he fell to the earth and did homage. On the third day, he bowed down to the king, King David, on the third day. Lot and Kings, I'm going to go down here. Let's go to Isaiah, the prophets. And that day shall Israel be the third with Egypt. Okay. Ezekiel, third month. And it came to pass, Ezekiel 31:1, and it came to pass in the 11th year, in the third month, in the first day of the month, that the word of God came unto me. So Ezekiel got a word from the God of Israel in the third month. The third month, the first day of the month. Hosea 6:2. After 2 days, he will revive us. And the third day, listen, people, he will raise us up and we shall live in his sight. I was just saying to you that the Son of God might come back on the third day. I'm not for sure. Nobody know the time and the day and the hour. But right here it say, Hosea 6:2, after 2 days will he revive us. And the third day he will raise us up and we shall live in his sight. The third day, people, Tuesday. Tuesday. That's deep. I need to do some more research on this about what I said to you. Maybe he will reveal more to me about what I just said. But we will live in his sight on the third day. The remnant gonna live and rule with the Son of God, Yeshua, for 1,000 years. Third day, people. Third day. Let's go to Matthew, the New Testament. The New Testament. Let's see what the New Testament say about the third day? Wow, now I am for sure, people. I already knew it, though, but just me reading about the third day in the Bible, what happened, all kind of things took place on the third day. Now I'm really understanding more about how I ended the audio 3 weeks ago with 33. And how things that I prophesied and said to you, some things about the Christian church and religious people happened on the third day. Yes, people. New Testament. Matthew 16:21. From that time forth began Yeshua to show unto his disciples how that he must go up to Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders, listen people, and the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day. The third day. So the third day is not Sunday, people. Woo, this is deep right here. Woo. Woo. Wait, people. Let me write this down. I got to do more research. The third day is not Sunday. He said he was going to be killed and raised again the third day. So how did the Son of God come back to life and resurrected on a Sunday? Sunday is the first day of the week. It's not the third day. This is deep, people. This is deep. I think right here, people, that I have really found out some heavy information right here to prove that the Son of God did not die. I mean, that the Son of God did not resurrect on no Sunday. He raised again on the third day. They said the Christian church, Marcus Lamb and Joel Osteen and all of them, Paula White and all of them, they teach that Jesus resurrected on the third day, which is a Sunday. That's what they teach. So they say he died on a Friday, Good Friday they call it. He died on a Friday and he came back on a Sunday. But the Son of God telling his disciples that he's going to come back, rise again the third day. Wow, people. Wow, wow, wow. Thank you, God of Israel. Thank you. I see why he wanted me to read about the third day now. I really see why now, people. I'm getting some heavy, heavy, heavy word of knowledge, word of wisdom, information right now. Prophetic information is coming. Matthew 17:23. And they shall kill him. And the third day, there you go, he shall be raised again. And they were exceedingly sorry. No, you cannot say that he died on a Friday and he came back on a Sunday. That's not the third day. That's not the third day. The third day is the third day. The third day is the same day that the God of Israel was talking about way back up there in Genesis when Abraham looked out. He saw the third day and he came down and spoke to the children of Israel on the third day. That's the same day. It ain't got nothing to do with no Sunday. Okay? It's the third day. It's the third day. It's a Tuesday. Matthew 20:19. And shall deliver him to the Gentiles. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, I got it in, yeah. I was making sure, people. And shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock, scourge him, to crucify him. The third day he shall raise again. Matthew 27:64. Command therefore that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away. Let's go all the way down now. See what else we got on the third day. Look at here, John 2:1. And the third day there was a marriage in Canaan, Galilee, and the mother of Yeshua was there. Third day again, people. The third day is not a Sunday. It is not a Sunday. Acts 2:15. Let's go to the book of Acts. But these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. There it go. Number three again. Third hour, third day, third month. Wow, people. Wow. Wow. Over there in the book of Acts, it was the third day. The third hour. This one right here. Luke 24:21. But we trust that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Third day, redeeming Israel. Luke 24:21. Luke 24:46, and said unto them, thus it is written, Luke 24:46, and thus it behove Christ to suffer and rise from the dead the third day. Go down. Acts 10:40, people. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly to everybody. Acts 27:19, and the third day we cast out with our hands the tackling of the ship. Must be talking about Paul when he was on the ship. It was the third day that he cast it out. Revelation. Let's go to Revelation. Let's go to Revelation, people. Come on. 1 Corinthians 15:4. And that, let's read this one first. 1 Corinthians 15:4. And that he was buried, and that he rose the third day according to the scriptures. Revelation 8:12. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, and the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not a third part of it, and the night likewise. So look at all these third parts in Revelation. Revelation 9:15, last one, and I'm leaving. And the four angels was loose, which were prepared for an hour, in a day, in a month, in a year, for to slay the third part of man. Wow, people. Look at all these threes. Three, 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 three. And with that, people, I'm going to say I'll talk to y'all later. I just wanted to come on for a little bit and clarify to you. Confirmation prophecy for field update reports. News. He spoke it to me in threes. Three, 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 seven, three. I'll talk to y'all later. I'm still on vacation. Talk to you later.